France was smart. They kept their empire. They kept it. Not all of it, but they kept enough of it. It's a serious empire still. I don't think a lot of people understand. The French, they got an empire. It's still here. They're still the colonists. They're doing colonialisms. They are. This is one of the biggest fucking things that pisses me off. And it's pissed me off my entire life. Why the fuck didn't the British keep at least like a respectable amount of the world? You don't have to keep all of it. I get it, okay? You run out of fucking money. You just had to fight another world war. You have to pay back the Americans. But you could have kept enough of the world to still be like, you could have still been a superpower if you held on to just 10-20% of it. If the British just held on to 10-20% of it. If the British held on to 10-20% of the British Empire, I would proudly call myself a British person. And I would, well, if the British got rid of the monarchy as well. Okay, that's all you have to do. You have to get rid of the monarchy and keep 10-20%. Okay? That's all you got to do for when Brad Nichols comes along. To keep him as a, you know, proud British person. Like, it's pissed me off my whole life. You could have kept Canada and Australia and New Zealand. You could have. But even if they really, like, you could have created a real union, like, similar to the European Union, when, yeah, sure, you're countries, but we're in the same kind of thing, okay? It could have been like that. You could have done that, or you could have just been like, fine, they're going, fine. We'll have some arrangement with them, we'll have some kind of organization, Commonwealth thing, fine. But we are 100% going to keep big fucking chunks of this empire. We're not just gonna give it all away and not keep a bits and pieces here and there so that we can still be a true great military power. The British should have kept bases. Not bases, like sovereign areas. Sovereign fucking land in Africa. In the fucking, you know, more of it in the Caribbean. In South America. They should have kept that, you know, bit of South America they had up there above Brazil. They should have kept Fiji. That would be fun. That would be nice. Keep Fiji. Not really geopolitically significant, but still. You definitely, I don't know who I am in terms of nationality. Look, the British people. Yes, all of us. Me as well. I'm still a British person right now, so I'll say we. The British people, we should have kept some of Malaysia. We should have kept Singapore. 100%. Should have kept parts of Borneo. Should have kept bits and pieces in the Middle East. We could have even kept a bit of India, you know? Some place in India that's not very populated on the coast. Could have kept that. Could have had a bit of Canada and Australia as well. New Zealand as well. Why not? Just say, oh, you want to be a fucking country completely independent? Fine. But we're going to take this island. We're going to take this bit of land here. All right? Don't cry about it. You get to be a country. You're only here because of us. And we're about to give you all of the buildings we built and all of this stuff. It's all yours. We just want a bit of land to keep forever. That's what should have happened, okay? Like, these British prime ministers, they just weren't thinking, were they? They weren't thinking too much. And Britain should have kept Hong Kong as well. That's the one we held on to. Like, the real, that's the last significant piece of the British Empire that we held on to. But Margaret Thatcher gave up. She just, all right, fine. I'll fight and die. Well, not her. But I'll fight. No, she won't. She'll send people to fight and die for, you know, just some islands down in South America that aren't very important, that don't have many people on them. But when it comes to something significant, like Hong Kong, just give it back, fine. She tried, apparently she tried. That's the story. That she tried, but she failed. She tried to do something. I can't remember what it was. She proposed something. Maybe she proposed joint sovereignty or something. But she failed. And she shouldn't have even proposed joint sovereignty. She should have just said, no, we're keeping this. This is ours. And you're going to give us another lease on the other land that we need. Okay? China. And that's it. You could have found a way. I mean, yes, China, even at the time, what was it now? 20? I mean, I think the agreement was before then, you know. When was the agreement? When did Margaret Thatcher agree to the handover? When did she give up? I know the handover happened in 97, but when were the actual, like, negotiations? I want to know that. The talks, okay. 70s, 80s, early 80s. Okay, 82. Seems like. Negotiations began in late 70s, early 80s, it seems. And when did the British finally just say, like, fine, when was that? Just give me a fucking answer. This shouldn't be the whole podcast episode. Come on. Come on. Okay, I will spell the whole thing out. When did Britain agree to give Hong Kong back? When was it? Okay, seems like it was 1984. Okay, 1984, it seems like. Okay, was that difficult? I just wanted a year. I knew when it was around about. I just wanted a year. Fucking Google. I was on Google. Yeah, Google was shit. Anyway, look, let's just get to the fucking point, okay? And I'll say it again. Maybe I've said it before. British should have fucking found a way to keep Hong Kong. Hong Kong, incredibly important. Keep it. Find a way to convince the Chinese and then militarize the fucking place. Concentrate a massive military effort in that territory. Enough to keep the fucking thing. It's just, whoever was, you know, Prime Minister, the Prime Ministers from Winston Churchill all the way up to, you know, when was the real end of the empire? Yeah, Margaret Thatcher, Tony Blair as well. He's the one that gave the fucking thing over. So yeah, I would say, from Churchill to Blair, just like the constant, you know, fucking have it. Have everything we stole. Have everything we stole back. It's all yours. If you steal something, you're supposed to hang on to it until you're fucking dead. Britain should have held on to everything until it was fucking dead. Okay? It should have done absolutely everything. And sometimes, fine, you have to trade some things away and you have to realize that you have to prioritize. So Britain could have prioritized certain countries to keep, certain areas to keep. Fine. But it should have still been an attitude of like, fucking hell, I don't want to do this. Can you believe it? We have to give away 16 countries right now. I don't want to give away 16 countries. but we're going to give away 16 countries. But we get to keep all these other countries, and we get to keep land here, and a thing here, and a base over there. So we'll be okay. But we're not going to give anything else away, all right? Nothing else. That should have been the feeling, the thought. But it wasn't. It was just given away too easy. It was... yeah. Am I sounding like a colonialist? Why can't I say that word properly? Whenever I say colonialist, I fuck it up, don't I? I want to say colonist. Is that it? Colonist. But when I say it, it just sounds weird. It does. Colin. Like I'm saying Colin. Hi, Colin. Hi. Colonist. I am a dirty fucking colonist. Colonialist. Fucking dumb word. Another dumb word. If a dumb word is a dumb word, it's a dumb word. It's failing at its job of being a word, is that word. Call it something else. It should be called something else. Just fucking... grab it. Ist. I'm a grabitist. That's shit as well. I don't know. The point of the thing and the fact of the matter is Britain should have kept something, some more things. I mean, I'll tell you what we got. I'll tell you what we got now. I'll tell you what we got. British overseas territories. That's all they are now. They're the BOTs. The BOTs. And the map is pretty shit, to be honest with you. The biggest one, Antarctica, the British Antarctic Territory, but it's Antarctica, and nothing's going on there, and it's not even really recognized by too many other countries. It's kind of like, yeah, you don't really fucking own that, you're just saying you own that. It's that kind of thing. Where else? Is Britain still at play in the world? We got, like, one of the more significant ones is the sovereign base areas in Cyprus. There are areas of Cyprus that are, you know, military areas for the British armed forces. And they're kind of significant because it is a geopolitically significant prize to have, you know, those bases, those sovereign areas on Cyprus. It is close to the Middle East, close to that action, helpful, you know, near the canal. Why have I forgotten what the fucking canal was called? What is happening? Hello, brain. This is a fucking easy one. This is the easiest fucking one. Oh, Suez Canal. Why did that take so long? Have I hit my head recently? You know, near to the Suez Canal, in the Mediterranean. Great, cool. Also, Gibraltar, same thing. Very strategic. I like it. Anguilla. What a fucking shit word as well. We got that one. Bermuda, British Indian Ocean Territory. That's also strategic. It's a nice position. But it's just given away to the Americans. You should have kept it for yourself. Don't give it away to the Americans to use whenever they fucking want. Make use of it more yourself. And that's probably... That's the one that's going to be gone next. Because, yeah. It's... there's a big... I mean, the UN already said, hey, give it back. But Britain didn't. British Virgin Islands, okay. Cayman Islands, okay. Falkland Islands... Montserrat, Pitcairn, Henderson, Ducie and Ueno Islands, St. Helena, Ascension and Tristan da Cunha. Okay, all right, also kind of strategic. South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands, nothing there, but okay. Turks and Caicos Islands. All right, fine. And then the ones I already mentioned. Falklands and the Cyprus ones. But that's all. It's not too much. It's kind of pathetic. Let's go see what the French have got, though. The French actually kept their empire. They kept enough of it for it to actually look like an empire and not just a bunch of, you know, crappy, I'm sorry, but compared to what we used to have, crappy territories. Let's see, French overseas territories. It's called Overseas France, you know? Like, they take it seriously. It's a part of France. And it's a lot. They have a lot. They have French Guiana, which is a real serious place. They have French Polynesia, a real serious place. They have Guadeloupe. They have Martinique. They have Mayotte. They have New Caledonia. They have Reunion. They have Saint Bartholomew. They have Saint Martin. They have Saint Pierre and Miquelon. They have Wallace and Futuna. And then they got a bunch, like some uninhabited places as well. They got a bit of Antarctica as well. But like, it's more of a serious map. There's real land, real important land there. And the Brit, like, they could have done better as well. France could have done better. I would have done better. I would have kept more. But Britain should have at least kept some stuff. They shouldn't have just thrown it all out the boat. If you're going to lose an empire, lose it slowly over a long period of time. Don't give up so easily. Okay? Yes, you're going to lose some things. You're going to lose some things. But it doesn't have to be this kind of just fucking big spiral to irrelevance. Britain could have been a superpower well into like the 80s, the 90s. It could still be a superpower today if it kept certain areas of the world. If it did things in a better way. There's so many different ways that Britain could have done it. Like, it could have made Canada, Australia, and New Zealand constituent countries of the United Kingdom. It could have, you know, created an organization with those countries that was like the European Union, that had a real connection between them, real power within. It could have, you know, as I said, kept strategic parts of the world that it needed, more of them. But it didn't. It just gave it all up. And it's very disappointing. It's very disappointing. Because that means I have to be born. When I come along, I have to be born in a country that's not a superpower, that used to be a superpower. It was just a superpower, and a bunch of other people fucked it all up. So I have to be born here, not in a superpower, but just in a modern kind of country that's pretending to be a global power. It's pretending to be a global power. It tries its hardest, but it's nowhere near the power of the United States and the power of China now. You know, it's done. The day is done. The sun has set. And it didn't fucking have to. It didn't have to. But it did. And it was all because human beings weren't strong enough. They were too weak. They were too weak to do what was necessary. And look, there's lots of people who are going to criticize me for these opinions. There are a lot of people who will think, oh, you're a horrible colonist. What is your name, Colin? You fucking colonist. There's lots of people like that. There's lots of weak people. There's lots of sensitive people. There's lots of people like that. And it's absolutely fine if you come from that angle, if you are a weak person who is really sensitive and you want to criticize me for these opinions, then you can. Say all the bad things you want about me. But I'm not going to change my opinions. I would have kept significant parts of that empire. I would have tried to keep it all. I would have. And I would have treated the people well. I would have treated the people very well. I would have had a focus on improving their lives and really making them into like a greater British citizenship. You know, making them into British citizens and creating British citizenship, recreating British citizenship to actually be something that is more expansive and isn't, you know, more based on, you know, anything else. But, like, you know, I would have created some bullshit is what I'm saying. I would have created some new bullshit, some flowery shit. And we could have, you know, all felt happy about being British. Wherever you fucking were, whatever color skin you were, whatever religion you worshipped, whatever fucking religion you fucking were in, whatever god you worshipped, whatever, you know, your culture was, we could have all been big British family. And that's what the Americans got so right. The Americans did it so perfectly in not creating their country around a religion or a race or anything like that. You know, they did a lot of things where they were against certain races and, you know, against certain things, certain peoples. But they still got the bullshit right. You have to get the bullshit right. And you could have shifted. You could have shifted the empire into that kind of, hey, it's so much better to be this kind of new British citizen than it is to be a fucking, you know, just a South African or an Australian or an Indian even, you know, or, you know, Egyptian. It's better to be British. You could have done that. You could have kept so much of it and you didn't. You could have changed things around and you didn't. You just, it's laziness. That's what it was. It was just fucking laziness from prime ministers. Just a sense of, well, can't really do anything about this. We better just give the country back. There's going to be a revolution, or there is a revolution, and we can't go fight another revolution. We can't go fight another war. We're trying, but it's not going to work. Ugh. No. Fucking fight to the end. Fight to the end. And if you lose, you lose. But don't give up even then. You know? Britain should still claim the whole empire. It should be just like, hey, yeah, it's still ours, but other people have, are governing it right now, but we don't recognize that. That's what it should be like. You've got to be tough in this world. And Britain used to be tough, but then it just gave up. It got tired and it fell asleep. And the Americans took over. And the Americans did fine up until now. Because they're not doing so well anymore. They're not doing so well anymore. And here come the Chinese. They're already here. Okay? They're already here. And officially, China will rule the world pretty soon. And if America really, you know, gets its act together, then it can fight. And it can try as hard as it can. And maybe it can win. And, but there's going to be a lot of things that need to change for the possibility of that win to take place. You need strong leaders. America doesn't have strong leaders. America has retarded leaders. You have one guy, like right now, you have one guy who's pretending like he won the election and that it was stolen from him. And it's just a classic case of narcissistic injury and he's lashing out. That's all it is. So you got that guy and he might be president again. And then you got this other guy, Joe Biden, who is a really old man. Who's losing it, baby. He's fucking losing it. And he's running the country right now. And there's not many others other than these two, even in the picture. And the ones that are in the picture, fucking pathetic, most of them. And there's no one who can really fucking do it anyway. If there was, then I would be pushing for them. The British Empire became the American Empire. And the American Empire is seemingly about to go the same way as the British Empire. And there's a new empire on the horizon. And it's coming fast. And that empire is China. And it's not going to be anything like the British or the American Empire. It's going to be pretty bad. And countries like Britain and the US are going to become more and more like China in their way of doing things. They're going to adopt the Chinese way more and more. It's just going to happen, man. I can see that happening. I can see a lot of things happening, but that's one of the things that I can see happening. You know? And especially, it's just, you know, big tech and the left, they really want to censor and they love censoring and they're doing it more and more and more. And, you know, America is becoming like China. It's just in a different way, but it's the same end. It's going towards the same end. And when China really does announce itself fully as the superpower in the world, the big one, the big boy, I think the left in America are just going to rejoice. And they're going to be like, yeah, let's do things the Chinese way. Great idea, Beijing. Great idea. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. But well done to the French. Well done to the French for keeping hold of territories around the world. They should have done better, but they did better than the British. They did. And if ever I decide to run Britain, then one of the first things I'm doing is I am coercing countries that were former members of the British Empire back into the club. Come back into the club. A real club, not a fucking bullshit Commonwealth, blah, blah, blah. No, create a new club. And hey, why don't you give us some land? Give us some land. Give us some fucking land. And I'll try my best at becoming a superpower again. I think I'm the only human being that can turn Britain into a superpower again. If I wanted to, I could. I know what to do. And I'll do it. That's the difference. You know, some of these guys, they know what to do, but they just don't do it. They're too scared. They're too scared of, ooh, you know, what will people think of me? Who gives a shit what people will think about you? People aren't going to think about you for long. You're not going to have any significant place in history anyway if you don't have some fun and do some big things. And the big thing for Britain to do now is to actually kind of expand, is to take some fucking territory back, to be colonists again, real colonists. That's what you got to do. But yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because there's no one else like me. I'm the only special one. And I'm done with Britain. I'm done with a fucking British state. I am. They don't deserve me. They don't deserve me. They don't deserve me. But maybe I'll change my mind. I don't know. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. If one day I want to rule Britain and create a new empire, I will do that. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I'm looking forward to the backlash of this episode. Come on, give me some backlash. I want more backlash. I do.